it up for Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday. It's a happy Monday. The first day of the week.
It's Monday!
And boy, is this week going to fly by. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada, but not just talk, action as well. You want to send me an email, it's monica@991fmtalk.com. And if you want to answer today's poll question, it's 991fmtalk.com. You can see all kinds of great stuff there as well. So here's our poll question today, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you support President Trump's executive order action on extending unemployment benefits? He took it from $600 down to $400. But really, it just shows what Congress isn't doing, because Trump had to do it for the American people in the form of an executive order. But is it really for the American people when you wind up paying for it in the long run? So Friday's poll question, should the NRA give up its nonprofit status and tell prosecutors to go pound sand? 55% said yes, 45% said no. So kind of split almost evenly on that one there. So thanks for being here today. I hope you had a great weekend. So many things going on this weekend, and just amazing the turnout in the Minden-Gardnerville area in Douglas County for the support of Sheriff Coverley. And didn't need a whole lot of people from Carson City or Reno. Douglas County residents had this all taken care of. And no matter what the media says, we've got the videos and the photos to show what an amazing event it was in support of our law enforcement, backing the badge here in Northern Nevada. So joining us right now, the man who pretty much covered everything this weekend, is our very own Jerry Evans. I feel like, you know, he's the reporter on scene now. It's so helpful.
Just if you don't mind, just for the time being, call me Scoop.
Hey, Scoop. How about Scooter?
Scooter, Scoop is good. Whatever. Skippy, I don't care. But call me tired. No, we had a fantastic weekend. And what you were just saying there, let me just expound on that a little bit. No matter what you read or perhaps see on television, I can tell you right now, it's not accurate, period. Unless you were there and unless you saw it, you have no idea. And I'll tell you right now what was going on. But a lot of people over the weekend asked me about the website Carson Now. And that was started by a guy that left the Nevada Appeal when the Nevada Appeal and most newspapers across the country during, I'll call it the Bush era, when they went full bore to the left and liberal, it was started by a guy who left the Appeal. And apparently that's what the way they've gone as well. Was a pretty good site to go get local news, but the woman or the girl, as I talked to Craig Swope this morning, who wrote that story, has not a clue. You heard a couple of things, but let me just tell you what I observed. 20 to 1 of, I'll call it our side versus their side. And there were social media posts, the Reno BLM organization or group or lack disorganization, I should call them, were posting on Friday night, don't bother going down. There's just a bunch of rednecks with guns and or something to that effect. And it was a bunch of guys with guns, as I was just telling Christy, our bookkeeper, that you could have, it was almost like being at Fort Bragg. The militia, Rocky, your friend, came by, said hi, and it was just a bunch of patriotic. It was kind of a combination of patriotic area, cowboy area, and military area. But there were a whole lot of people that support Sheriff Coverley, And a whole lot of people that just basically were letting it be known that those people were not welcome. They got the welcome mat, and then they were shown the door quickly. It's a real quick synopsis of what happened down there. You heard about a, I heard that a couple of young BLM girls pushed an 80-year-old woman down, and she got up and smacked them back in the face and whatnot. I don't know. I didn't see any of that. All I know is that there were a lot of good people in Douglas County, and good people from Reno, good people from Fallon, and good people from all over that went down there and said, you're not welcome here. There's no reason for you to be here. I tried to have a conversation with one of the young ladies, said she was from Montana, and I said, well, why are you here? Well, she went, goes on about Floyd and this, that, and I said, where was that? Well, that was in Minnesota. I said, okay, so why are you here? So, unfortunately, they're just naive, dumb, purposefully ignorant of anything. And so, but let's circle back to why we were there in the first place. Kathy Garahan is the chief trustee in charge of the board, in charge of hiring or firing Amy Dodson, who put us in this situation to begin with. And that real short, and I do mean short, interview with David Coverley that I did on air on Saturday, I had three questions for him, which was, number one, I may not, maybe not in this order, is if not this week, very soon, will you be able to give us an estimate of the extra costs to Douglas County taxpayers that this caused? And he said, yes. Craig, you were running the board. What was one of the other questions? How many times since you've been sheriff, or when you served under Sheriff Ron Perini, how many times over the last, say, 10 years, have you gotten a call from somebody saying that the library was discriminating against you based on your color of your skin or your sexual proclivity or whatever? How many times have you gotten calls saying that the library was discriminating against you? None. And what was the third question? I forget what it was. I should have said, well, because it was very short, I should have said, well, did you get any tags this year? But anyway, a very short and to the point. And there are a lot of people that support Sheriff Coverley and do not, even if they didn't support him, they do not fall into this idiocy of the, essentially what it is a Democrat fundraising organization called Black Lives Matter. And if you wanted to label it better, by the way, there was one black person down there this weekend. He was a cameraman for some media. I don't know what. Other than that, it was a lot of younger, not all, female, misguided.
Angry.
Man, did I run into an angry woman. She was one of the older ones. The young girl from Montana was a nice girl, but just misguided. But they've all been indoctrinated, the younger ones in particular, by our school system over the last 20 years. So,
And that's what concerns me, Jerry, is the fact that I am coming upon, because I posted a few of these on Facebook, I'm coming upon more and more of these young, angry, white males and females who are attacking the elderly, not only with paint, but physically. There was a veteran who was in a wheelchair that was dragged out of his wheelchair. And boy, that didn't go well, because the people around him jumped on all of these Antifa or BLM members and just pounded the heck out of them. But they have this attitude that this is not your world anymore.
Yeah.
And that's really sad.
Yeah. And by the way, too, a couple of big picture things. I don't know who's responsible for this, but this stupid, and I do mean stupid, charging of a hate crime over something, and it only works one way. Last month or so, probably a lot of you listening saw the picture of the young black man who sucker punched an 80-plus-year-old, practically 90-year-old woman right in the face as she walked down the street in New York City. And if that's not a hate crime, then don't say if you reverse the roles that it's a hate crime. So this stupidity of only charging white people with hate crimes has got to end, or it goes away altogether.
The whole designation of hate crimes needs to go away, because a crime is a crime is a crime. It doesn't matter what color, how old, what ethnicity you are. It's just ridiculous. It puts somebody else above somebody else, and that's not right.
Yeah, it's treating unequals equal. Let me jump to a better subject now. Yesterday at the General Lakes Golf Course, had a fantastic time. I played golf with two former SEALs. Actually, one guy still active out at Fallon. He's training now. He's been in for 27 years, and a young man who lost his leg. By the way, don't feel sorry for him. He lost his leg below the knee, his left leg, because he was a phenomenal golfer. Brian played with Brian, Mike, and Tomas, all from Fallon. And we had a fantastic time. Met up with Charlie Melton, who used to have the world record for the longest shot. I asked him about it. Somebody else took that record from him, but he's going for 7,500 meters. The Axelson family, it was just a great day. Phenomenal turnout. Good people of Douglas County. The sponsors that stepped up, as well as the people that paid to play and to sponsor a veteran. So it was a great time out there. Great golf course. Had a nice dinner. Just at the auction alone, $55,000 raised for the Axelson Foundation. On top of that, there's the sponsorships, there was a silent auction, and the people that paid to play. So it was a fantastic weekend for the Axelson Foundation. I could get the facts wrong on this, but I believe in that mission, Operation Red Wing, the movie Lone Survivor came of this, and when Matthew Axelson was killed, I could have this wrong. There was one mission, though, where 18 special ops guys died. They left behind 17 children, and two of those children have graduated from college, and that's where a lot of this money goes, is to help the families, the Navy SEAL families, and that does mean family. The children that were left behind without a father. So, again, $55,000 just at the auction alone, and maybe we'll get a total at some point and bring that to you. So, a great day, a good weekend for Douglas County, and proud to live down there. And and then I'll wrap it up with this, which is another fun thing. If you are interested in getting outdoors in the month of September or October up in Idaho along the Snake River, maybe you'll go through Hell's Canyon, or the Salmon River. We're giving away a cast and blast trip for six. The cast meaning you can fish. You can fish for trout, salmon, sturgeon. Not salmon. I got that wrong. But sturgeon, bass. You'll have a great time fishing and also jumping off the boat occasionally, running after some chucker up the mountain. So cast and blast trip for six. With HD River Excursions, a business owned by a veteran, Homer Brown, and a brand new shotgun, too, from Legacy Sports International, a pointer over-under shotgun. So what you need to do is get into the gun store, which is located upstairs at the Capital City Gun Club off Arrowhead Drive in Carson City. The gun store is open Wednesday through Sunday. So get yourself in there Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. We'll pick up the entries and we'll give you a call on either Friday evening or Saturday and let you know if you want a cast and blast trip for six, courtesy of Legacy Sports, the gun store, and this little old radio station.
Woohoo!
Uh-huh.
I just say go get rid of all the sturgeons.
What? You can't keep them. You can fish for them.
From a little girl, I have been terrified of sturgeon.
They are a snaky-looking fish, aren't they?
I have always been told that when you're swimming out, this was back at Lake Shasta, Like dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
They come swimming up from the bottom and, you know, attack you from underneath.
Oh, no, they don't. But they can grow to be a good 15 or feet or longer, and they are kind of
yeah.
They look like a giant eel almost. And but, ugh. Hey, go catch one, and you'll see. They're a nice fish.
Oh, Jerry Evans, owner of Evans Broadcast Company, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us an amazing rundown of what happened this weekend, all of the truly inspiring things of how community comes together and they protect their community, especially when so many are putting so much misinformation out there. And unfortunately, it's the media, and they're the ones that are supposed to be getting it right. So, Jerry, thank you so much for joining us and all you did this weekend. And what we do here is a radio station. You know, people think that we're small, and we're not. We're local. That's what it's all about, talking with you and giving you a voice. We'll be back with probably one of the most important things that you need to know, especially about unemployment, right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much to our listeners, because when Jerry and I forget things, you put us on the right path. And so we just got a quick text here at 884-9910. Actually, no, this came in through email. I think you asked him if he would ever kneel for the BLM. Dan Coverley. Great interview and coverage on Saturday. So when we forget, our listeners remember. If you missed it in the last segment, Jerry couldn't remember one of the questions that he asked Sheriff Coverley, and that's a good one. I might have to make that as tomorrow's poll question. Would you kneel for BLM? Craig, remember that, because I will probably forget. Producer Craig always remembers what I forget. So here's what's going on that has me so concerned. This goes so deep when it comes to unemployment. And the reason that I bring this up is because this isn't a national issue. This is a local issue. And I know that for dang sure, because thought it was just a one-time thing a week and a half ago. My husband gets notified from North Carolina that he applied for unemployment benefits. Well, that's a pain in the butt. Came out this morning, did my usual thing, kissed my husband good morning, and was getting ready for the show. He was not happy. Just found out that in Colorado, he has also applied for unemployment benefits. What the hell is going on? This is not just a local Dieter issue. This is a national Dieter issue. And what the hell is the United States government doing? This is an article from Newsweek. Oh, actually, no, I skipped that one. This is from CBS News. And they did this a couple of weeks ago. Criminals are seizing on a surge in job losses to steal unemployment benefits from Americans nationwide. So while we have thousands and thousands of people who are falling into, oh gosh, losing their homes, losing everything that they've worked for, not being able to pay the bills. And there are even more thousands of people applying for jobless benefits. Now, I was looking at something from the Secret Service that says this is a Nigerian criminal enterprise. I'm sure they know what they're doing, but boy, you'd think that we would have a better stronghold on the whole Nigerian criminal activity from the letters that went out before trying to scam people. This is unacceptable. I mean, when one person here in Reno gets two notifications about applying for unemployment benefits across the country, then how many other people have fallen victim to this and they don't know yet? Huh. It seems the information is coming from all of those breaches that were happening where somebody stole your identification. All those big computer websites that, you know, were supposed to be secure, those companies. And then you were supposed to sign up. We'll give you a year's worth of free blah, 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 credit monitoring. We have the nuclear option on our credit, which if you've never heard of that, you can contact Experian and these other groups and say, no credit. Don't let anybody apply for any, do not let somebody in my name apply. No credit applications will be accepted. Mortgages, car loans, credit cards. We have that. To try to open that, you have to jump through some major hoops. When I picked up the mail this weekend, there was a new credit card for my husband that he never applied for with this nuclear option. That is not supposed to be possible. Again, I ask you, what the hell is going on here? We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today on this beautiful Monday. Let's make of it what we will, because guess what? It's already August 10th. Even though we're shut down, it's flying by, and every minute of every day, you can't get back. So what are you doing to expose the lies of what is going on right now? So going on with some of the fraudulent claims out there, okay? Criminals are targeting people with false job offers, assistance, filling out unemployment, all to get personal information. Other people may also be targeted and used as mules to move money for criminals. But here's what the experts are warning, that if a criminal has enough information to make an unemployment claim about you, then they have enough information to commit other acts of identity theft. So basically, people need to protect themselves from further harm by freezing credit and monitoring their credit regularly for any irregularities. But see, here's the thing. My husband and I, we already had our credit frozen. Like 10 years ago. Because we have enough. We don't need any more. We don't need any more credit cards. We don't need any more houses. We don't need any more cars. So it was frozen. If this option works, how the hell did my husband just get used on two unemployment claims from North Carolina and Colorado and get a brand new Visa card that he never applied for? To me, it sounds like we got a problem actually in the main part of the government, not just local municipalities. That's my rant. It's the Monica Jay Show. I get a rant every once in a while. All right, today's poll question. Do you agree with President Trump's executive order on expanding out unemployment benefits that seem to be just being abused by the criminal factor? 991FMTalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Let's go to the talk and text lines right now and check in with Jackie this morning. She's got a quick, interesting story for us. Hi, Jackie. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi. Thanks, Monica. A friend of mine from California called me the other day, and we had a long conversation. And she was telling me that her friends, who are liberal, started in with Biden. And so this is what my friend told her friend or acquaintance, whatever she was. You hate Trump more than you love your country. That was the end of the conversation.
Yep. That's all it is, Jackie.
That's
for
right.
For all of the good he has done for this country, for human trafficking, for businesses, for minorities, they don't care. They hate the man.
They're idiots.
Jackie, you took the words right out of my mouth. Thank you, so I didn't have to do it. Thank you for calling the show today, Jackie. Great story. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Matthew this morning. Matthew has a plan to take back our Nevada from the career politicians.
Yes.
How do we do
yes,
this,
ma'am.
Matthew?
What we do is we all stand up together. There is no reason that we need a politician to tell us what to do. If we band together as a community and the citizens of Nevada and we run for those offices and we take back all of those offices, we can then change the law and give the power back to the people that deserve it.
I think that's a great idea. But how do you get Democrats to come together and Republicans come together and work on ideas that are just for the American people and not for this bipartisan BS?
The average citizens, while they may have a difference of opinion, some may lean left, some may lean right, the majority of citizens are moderate enough that they can have a decent, intelligent conversation with each other if we take the politicians out of the equation.
Matthew, you are 100% right, because I was sitting down with a liberal, somebody in the creative arts, and the more we talked, the more that we agreed on things. So what is the issue if people are agreeing on things from different parties? The issue is the politicians. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Mark this morning. He has a few things to say about the weekend in Douglas County. Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Monica. I'm pretty happy about what happened over the weekend. I heard it was about 20-1.
Yeah.
I just wanted to do a shout out to Douglas County. God bless you all. You guys are awesome, awesome people. The other thing I wanted to say is I've decided that BLM could be Bureau of Land Management, which I hate with disgust anyway. But I don't like to do the initial thing. And Black Lives Matter is just too long. So I've decided to make a little change in what I call Black Lives Matter, and I just like to call them ghetto rats. And I guess a few people on my Facebook page didn't like that because they deleted me, which I'm kind of happy about, because I think after this election, when Trump is reelected, I'm getting rid of all my Democratic so-called friends because they have mental issues that I just don't want to deal with anymore. So,
well, I think too many people just friend people to have a big number of friends. You know, Facebook should be for real friends that, you know, want to use social media to keep connected. But I don't know if ghetto rats is the appropriate term, because these kids who are protesting, they are nowhere near coming from a ghetto. These are upper middle class kids.
Yeah, but it's where they're going. It's not where they come from. It's where they're going. It's where they're leading their little walks down these streets that's going to condemn them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
So I think it does fit them. Now, the last caller that you had, that lady hit it right on the nose. They hate Trump more than they love their country. That is such a – she's an awesome lady. I don't know who that is, but first time I ever heard her on your show. But she hit it right on the nose. They hate Trump more than they love their country, and that's the truth.
That really is. Mark, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate your time today. And that's what's happening not only in the home, but in the school system as well. They don't teach love of country. They don't teach why America is so great, why we have this exceptionalism over other countries. The countries which, because we are so great and so profitable and so generous, we help out. You know, people keep saying, all these earth-friendly people say, you know, we keep consuming the majority of all the resources, and that's not true. We may consume more, but we also give more. You know, China is the one that's the major polluter of the air, and you can see that now since, you know, a lot of the factories over there were shut down. All you saw was, you know, thick, chunky air that you could actually slice through. We're so wrapped up in nations that we can't see what's happening to the country right in front of us and how it's being destroyed because kids weren't taught love of country. They weren't taught respect for their elders either. This isn't your world anymore. That's an interesting statement that they've come up with. If we are supposed to be of one world and one family, then how are these anarchists, I got to stop using that term. How are these domestic terrorists saying that this isn't your world anymore? I thought we were all supposed to be living together, kumbaya. No. They're just angry terrorists that want to take their anger out on everybody else. We've seen the anger taken out on kids. White kid dancing in the street or on the sidewalk with his buddies who happen to be black. Black man gets out of his car, comes up, sucker punches him in the face. Gets back in his white Mercedes and drives off. Yet it is the Caucasian element of communities that are supposed to be racist. No. No. This country, under God, One nation, all of us, we the people. Inalienable rights. Remember that? Our natural God-given rights. It's not their country. It's not our country. We got some major issues going on right now. And we have to let, or we have to stop, not let the politicians and those who are behind the scenes keep fanning the flames when so many people are getting hurt. It's the Monica Jay Show. Your show, 884-9910, or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. We'll be back right after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here on this beautiful Monday as we do some FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. 884-9910 is the talk and text line, and we've got Bill hanging on the line right now. Part of the team that was out there on Saturday in Douglas County. Bill, thank you so much for calling into the show. How did everything go Saturday?
You know, it went so smooth. We were proof that good guys with guns stop bad actions.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw that both from the militia that we were part of and all the locals carrying guns. These people were very angry. They were aggressive, but they couldn't go anywhere. They couldn't do anything because we had our eyes on them.
That is fantastic. Bill, may I ask which militia you are with? Because there are actually multiple ones.
There were. We are part of West Coast Patriots.
West Coast Patriots, and I know Lightfoot Militia was out there as well, being a part of the Peacekeeping Corps. That's what we're going to call you guys from now on, our very own Peacekeeping Corps. And I've got to wonder, Bill, how has attitudes changed about militias of the past? Because I think people are coming to understand what the Second Amendment is all about, that, you know, the militia is supposed to be there. It's the American people who keep us from a tyrannical government. It's not a group that is trying to take over the government.
Exactly. We and it's not just the Second Amendment. We are defending every right we have. And being there, preventing violence, preventing destruction of any kind, and protecting people. We really realized that the citizens felt empowered to stand up against these domestic terrorists because we were there, and they couldn't act out because we were all standing there. So I think moving forward, we are getting a much We're being welcomed. We were treated like, almost like, I don't want to say we were celebrities, but we were treated so well all day long, and people were thanking us all day long for being there. Time has changed now. People are seeing that there is a need for people to stand up and defend against tyranny.
Yeah. No truer words, Bill. Thank you so much for being out there and for the call in today. And, you know, I was a little offended at Jerry this morning when he came on and, you know, talked about all these well-armed men, because I saw some pretty well-armed women out there as well. But, you know, not to be sexist or anything.
Oh, it's the great equalizer.
It really is.
It makes a woman as strong as a man with a gun. So.
Absolutely. 100%. Bill, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate your time today and all the actions that you take and your group takes for the protection of everyone here in the great state of Nevada. That's what so many people just don't get. That patriots protect everyone. They protect the Constitution, which is for everyone. Because these Nimrods out there, and I use the term Nimrod on purpose, it's a biblical name, you might want to look it up. I use these Nimrods as an example because they don't know what they're fighting for. They don't know what they're fighting against. They have just been indoctrinated by an education system and by educators who, by the way, check out the number of them that have been arrested in these riots, in these so-called peaceful protests. My butt. How many teachers have been arrested? There are a lot of good teachers out there. But this should really be an eye-opener for home education, or at least for parents to be more involved in their child's education. Parents can still go back to work. Single parents, find a way. The education system is trying to, the unions are trying to keep everything locked down. And why? You just have to ask yourself why. I hope you come back in the next hour, live every weekday, 10 to noon. You can find our podcasts at 991fmtalk.com. But in the next segment, we're going to talk about why. How these unemployment numbers are fudged. How these COVID numbers are fixed. It's the great diversion. And we'll be back with more of the evidence of this when we come back from this Fox News update, including the financial report on your live and local FM talk stations, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.